What is up, y'all? Welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. It is your girl, Drea. I'm introducing myself today. Hello. How are you? If this is your first time tuning in, are y'all tired of me saying that? Because I feel like we're family at this point. So it's like, you know, to the OGs, you're like, why are you introducing yourself every time you get on this podcast? Y'all, we have to make room for the new people, okay? We have to make room for the new. All right, so we have to introduce ourselves when somebody new comes into our house, okay? So, hi, my name is Andrea. I am a singer, songwriter, creative, entrepreneur, all of the things because the Lord gave me all of these gifts. So we're just gonna do what it do. This is Living in Pursuit. This is the podcast where we stop living in fear and start living in pursuit. And yeah, that's just what we're doing. The Lord be wrecking all of my plans, y'all. That last episode, that was unplanned. That was not in my notes. Y'all, as we are learning how to humble ourselves, I am constantly being reminded that God does not care nothing about my schedule. He cares nothing about my agenda. He cares nothing about my bullet points. He cares nothing about, you know, what I think we should be talking about on the podcast, right? So, Lord, maybe one day we'll get to pick and choose what the episodes are going to be. Maybe one day, okay? But y'all, as I am learning how to humble myself, just in all areas of my life, and speaking of humbling, in our last episode, I do not want you to take it as if you are not humble, as if you are not a humble person. Take it as God wants you to stay humble. He wants you to remain humble. Now, some of you, you may not be humble, okay? Like, you may just not be humble, okay? But for some of us, don't take it as like an offense and think that you have not been operating in humility when you have. That podcast was just a reminder of like, it was a reminder to all of us, hello, to not become prideful as God is elevating us, as God is bringing us into the land that he has promised us, right? So yeah, that was last episode. I hope it was encouraging to y'all. Like, I don't like to be rebuking people, because I don't like to be rebuking myself, okay? Because I be feeling like I be doing what the Lord be telling me to do. I be feeling like, you know, I be feeling like I'm good. I be feeling like I'm cleared. I be feeling like I'm in the, you know, I'm just good. And God be like, no, you still got some humbling to do. I'ma make sure you remain humble. And so, yeah, so we're here. Today's episode is all about the power of transformation. I did a podcast episode, I want to say season 2 or season 3, and it was talking about the process of transformation. But today, we're going to lean into the topic and the idea of the power of transformation. I said that like I'm about to get into a sermon. I said that like I'm a pastor just now. Okay. It just might be on me. Okay. Like, it was in me, but now it's coming out of me and now it's on me. Does that make sense? Anyway, I was having a conversation with someone, and first of all, it humbled me, but it also made me realize that people are watching you. People are watching me. Let me say that. Let me not even get into y'all. I'm gonna get into me. People are watching me. There is, and I spoke about this a little bit in the last episode, but as believers, as Christians, people are constantly wanting to test us. In the areas of our faith, in the areas of our transformation, because they have experienced so much hurt. They have experienced so much church hurt to the point where anything good seems unbelievable. Like, they have never seen like a real life Christian. Like, they've never seen like a real life, like, yeah, I do this for real. Like, me and Jesus like this. Like, they have not seen that before. They have not seen that play out in the church. They have not seen that play out on social media. The representation of the church right now is trash. Let's just say that. Some of it, I will say some of it, but most of it is trash. So people who know God the least, will test you the most. That was a mouthful. I'm gonna say it again. The people who know God the least, the people who know Jesus the least, will test you the most. And those are the people that God is calling you to humble yourselves for. As I was saying, people watch me, even people from my high school, people that, you know, have known me in my previous life, my BC, my before Christ era, you know, the people that have gone to the clubs with me, people that have, you know, went on missions with me, you know, people who used to drink with me, who used to smoke with me, who used to, you know, mess with the same type of guys that I messed with. Like, those people are still connected to me. And it has not, like, it didn't dawn on me that some of those people are watching me and they are witnessing like this new identity in Christ, right? They're witnessing like this new person. Like they don't even know who I am. Like the person I used to be, they're more familiar with that version of me. They've been more acquainted with that version of me, that this new me, they don't know who I am. And that's okay. But I want to let that be a reminder to you all, as it was a reminder to me, that A, people are going to test you. People are going to test your belief, and they're going to test you to see if you are actually a real Christian, to see if you actually believe in the word of God, to see if you actually apply the word of God to your life. And B, people are looking for inspiration. People are looking to see if you are the real thing, because then that will give them hope. Then that will give them the audacity to chase after God themselves. Like, I've said this in previous episodes before, but we, the people that God is elevating as, before he humbles us, the people that God is elevating, the people that God has placed on platforms or is about to place on platforms, we may be the only form of church, air quotes, that they see, that they experience. So we have to be humble in a way where everything that we're talking about, everything that we're professing, everything that we're doing, it has to be real. There needs to display some type of change in you, like some real change that has to be displayed. The fruit of your spirit has to be displayed. People have to see some love, some joy, some patience, some kindness. They have to see those types of fruits on you. It's not a pass for you to act like you have it all together. It's not a pass for you to hide certain things about yourself that you're still struggling with. Yes, use discretion, but some fruits of the spirit have to be displayed. That is the only way some people are going to be introduced to Jesus. Someone from my past had followed me on Instagram, and this is someone who I have had a grievance with. Someone, I wouldn't call it beef, but it was someone who I felt did me wrong at the time. And, you know, I just never really said anything about it. It was kind of like a known thing. Like, oh yeah, no, don't mess with her, right? And she followed me on Instagram. My first initial reaction was to block her. I said, oh, you playing? I'm finna block you. But in that moment, as I was literally on Instagram, like I went to her page and I went to like the little top three dots or whatever, and I was about to block her. But then I heard the Holy Spirit say, let her be introduced to the new you. Let her know who the new you is. And if you follow me on Instagram, you will see I talk about God. I post about, you know, like business and stuff like that. But mainly my main content is focused around God and my relationship with God and this podcast. So as she was on my page, of course, you know, looking at my stories and my videos and things like that, when God convicted me with that and told me that, I then like had this revelation, like, this ain't about me. This ain't about our grievance. This ain't about what you did to me in the past. This isn't about, you know, how I acted towards you in the past. This ain't even about that. It's about the now, who I am now. It's about the opportunity that you can get in your own life to be transformed or be inspired or encouraged by something that I said, right? So, before Christ, before my Christ era, I will say there were a lot of things, a lot of brokenness that I had, right? And I still fight with some of that brokenness today, which is, you know, totally normal for us believers. But at times, I would try to hide what I was going through just so that I can look the part of, you know, a real Christian, just so that I can look the part, or just so I can like please God. And I realized that the only real way that I'm going to be able to please God is if I show up in my authentic self. If I move with authenticity, if I share my story, if I share who I was before this transformation, before this new person that everyone is being met with, right? So before Christ era, I was dealing with a lot of brokenness. I was dealing with a lot of shame, a lot of arrogance, a lot of pride. Was real life kind of operating as a narcissist. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, like, baby, let me tell you, like, the way that I used to treat people when I was upset, when I was mad, when I was angry, when I felt like you was trying to play me. Oh, baby girl, baby boy, don't let it be a man. Oh my God. Like, for so long, I have operated in rejection. I've been rejected by men. I've been rejected by female friends. For a long time, I have not had any real female friends for a while. I've dealt with a lot of like abandonment and a lot of rejection issues. And in that, I would not react well. I would react in anger. I would react in frustration. If anyone tried to belittle me, if anyone tried to play me, if anyone tried to just abuse my character or say something mean to me or hurt my feelings, my initial reaction was to get angry and upset and make you feel lower than how you're trying to make me feel. Like, that was literally me. That was my operating system. Oh, you trying to hurt me? I'm about to hurt you 10 times more. Oh, you being mean to me? I'm about to be 10 times more mean to you, right? And especially in the area of relationships. As you all know, I've talked about this on the podcast. I've been cheated on, all of those things, this and that, disrespected. Oh my God. Like, all of the things, right? But in that, I created like this personality that was just very like I would say evil things. I would literally do evil things to this person because you're hurting my heart. And it was not until 2019 or 2018 where God confronted me. And I'm thinking, okay, you're going to bring me out of this toxic relationship. Cool, cool, cool. But it was really him confronting me against me. When you have an encounter with God, you have to understand that it is a moment where God sees you going into one direction and stopping you from going into that direction to get you to go to the other direction. Literally, we've all had a Paul to Saul moment. Or a Saul to Paul moment. Excuse me. We've all had that encounter, right? So you know in your own life that it's possible for other people, right? So when we talk about the power of transformation, understand it's okay to walk people through your journey. It's okay to show people, you know, certain things that you're struggling with. Like, it's okay to be honest about that. It's okay to say, you know, I used to be this way, but now I'm not that way anymore. It's okay to bring people through your transformation journey. It's cool. Like, I believe that's the way you win people over. That is the way that you show people. Like, that's a conversation starter. Like, I used to be angry. I used to be mad. I used to, you know, do this. I used to do that. And I've gotten way better with that, right? Way better with my responses, way better with how I handle people, way better with what I say. There are some people that still trigger me, not gonna lie. One person in particular, but, you know, I'm not gonna get into that. But I read something this morning. Hold on. Ooh, excuse me. I read something this morning, y'all. And let me share it with y'all. It's 1 John chapter 3. Verse 2, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Being a Christian is not easy. Like, with that even being said, we have to understand that a perfect God, a perfect man, Jesus, is calling us to walk with them and become more like them. But who we are hasn't even been revealed yet. Like, this is just a version of you. This is just a version of your transformation. Like, this is just a season of healing. This is the result of that season of healing, right? Like, it hasn't even been made known yet what we will be. Who I'm going to be in 10 years. Like, we are all on a journey. We are all trying to get it right. We are all trying to, you know, chase after God in a way where we not only become more like him, but we show people what that's like. We show people that it's possible. Yeah, I used to curse. I used to be in a club, but I'm not in a club no more. If anybody goes to the club and they don't see me in there, understand. I've been renewed. There are just some things that you don't have a desire to do anymore. There has been some transformation as you have been in Christ. As you have been becoming new. Let people see that. Let people see your progress. And granted, there are going to be some people who refuse to see that. There are going to be some people that you have hurt so badly in the past, they refuse to see the new version of you. They are convinced that you are who you are, and they are convinced that ain't no transformation going on. Like, you're going to have to be okay with that. You're going to have to not be offended by that. You're going to have to walk this thing out. You're going to have to allow your transformation journey to just be what it is. You can't control people's responses. You can't control how people see you, how people view you. You can't control any of that. But there is someone who is looking for an example, who is looking for a disciple. There is someone who is looking at your progress and they're being inspired by it. Is everyone being inspired by it? No. Is some people being inspired by it? Yes. Going back to the whole humbling thing, we should be honored that people are even watching our videos. We should be honored that people are even tuning into what we have to say. Like, we should be honored that one soul is closer to God than they've ever been to God before through your testimony, through your transformation journey. Like, that's the real treasure. That is the real reward. Right? So I just want to encourage you today to just continue being transformed. Like I was saying in my other episode, we have not arrived yet. Like, we have not arrived to this place of perfection. We have not arrived to a place where everything we do is pleasing to God. Like, we're still imperfect beings. We're still trying to figure it out. We're still trying to, allow God into certain areas of our life that we've never allowed him into before. Like, we're still a work in progress. Like, we're going to be transformed until the day we die. Until judgment day, until Jesus calls us all home. So let your transformational journey, let it be powerful with the progress that you already are making. If you know in your mind that you don't do certain things, and if you know in your mind that you are transformed, let that truth just sit in your heart. Just let that be the truth. No, you don't have to convince people. You don't have to fake it till you make it. Whatever progress you have made and whatever progress that you are comfortable with sharing, let that be displayed. Because what we're not going to do is convince people that we are new, convince people that they are wrong about us, convince people that we continue to convince people that we are a newer version of ourselves. Because progress shows, transformation shows, it is revealed. When people are able to see your progress, when people are able to see that you've become this new person, they're going to wonder how you got like that. They're going to wonder, well, what you reading? Well, what you studying? What you watching? What you listening to? That opens up the conversation. We don't have to prove anything to anybody. Just let your journey be what it is, and God will do the rest. My God, God will do the rest. Don't worry about what people are saying. Don't worry about people's perception of you, especially if they haven't even taken the time to learn the new you, to get to know the new you. Continue to be transformed. Continue to walk in your purpose. Continue to address your flaws and become new. Continue this progress. Continue to get it right. Continue to love God. Continue to show your relationship with God. Whatever it is, continue to do that. Don't let the fear of what people may think or the fear of not being good enough to keep you from displaying your relationship with God, or keep you from keep you along this journey, I would say, right? So I hope this episode was encouraging to y'all. Look, I'm trying not to be here before y'all long, okay? My battery be dying and I be having to get off. So I love you guys, and I will talk to y'all in my next episode. Bye.